Dirk Rowley's on the line, News Channel 15 evening anchor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Did you get any rest this weekend?
Yeah, actually. Was able to get a bit of a break on Sunday. But certainly it was nice to see more positive headlines coming out of Sunday's news than Friday and Saturday.
Definitely.
When you were assigned to be down there Friday night, which I guess was the worst of the 3 days of protests and then riots, was there like a feeling in the air that something was about to happen?
Well, there was a feeling that something could. Again, our coverage Friday started with the historical perspective that nothing like this had happened in Fort Wayne before, that somehow, and I don't want to say somehow like it's random. I think it's through the hard work of building relationships between the police and the black community and people of color. I think felt like police locally have always heard them. At least, again, that's my impression. I'm speaking obviously as a white guy who, you know, is trying to learn and just keep up.
Right.
But,
right.
But you know, it feels like we've had a fairly good relationship here between, the minority communities and the police. So those things have not happened historically where it's gone violent. But there was felt like there was a chance, given what was going on nationally, that, yeah, something could happen. And so when I showed up, I was downtown at 4:30. The protest was supposed to start at 5. We started on the air right at 5, and there was maybe a couple dozen people. And we've seen that happen before in Fort Wayne, where you get these big national protests, and Facebook says there's going to be 1,000 people, and you get a couple dozen, and nobody remembers it. I mean, and so it felt like that could happen. But then by 6 o'clock, you know, there was 400 people at least. I think it peaked out. Again, crowd estimates could vary anywhere from 600 to 1,000 people, maybe Friday night at the most. And it seemed about 6:30 is when it went south, when somebody decided to block traffic there at Barry and Clinton. And once the traffic had stopped and had gone through a whole green light where nobody moved, felt like everybody else just kind of decided, let's just go into the street.
Yeah.
And that's where it took the turn, huh?
Well, what I couldn't forget is that yellow semi next to Fryman Square.
Yellow semi.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was honking his horn to try to get people off the semi. And we had about 4 or 5 people at one time on top of it.
The patience, because usually that's what it takes is, you know, you get knuckleheads in the crowd, you get knuckleheads in the cars, and somebody decides to be too cute by half, like, I'm going to just go, they're going to move if I just move my car, and that's when somebody gets hurt. And the fact that nobody seriously hurt Friday or Saturday is to me incredible.
And then the tear gas came out, and you said that you didn't hear a warning, but you they could have said something, but it was so loud that you didn't hear anything. Is that the case?
Well, again, I've seen different angles where I was about 20 yards back. So I felt like I was maybe near the median of Main Street there. You know, if you're halfway across the street between the courthouse and the Russo Center, there's that median in the middle. Mm-hmm. I was about there. I never heard anything. I did see people running from the front, you know, closer to the semi, closer to where the police came out, running back, and they were yelling, SWAT's here, SWAT's coming. Whether they heard the police say something at that point, I don't know. Clearly the police have said they said something. I, again, just from my perspective, I never heard it. And the tear gas went a lot farther than the announcement did.
Mm-hmm. So that's when I was telling these guys, I was a block or two away from it in our car, and we couldn't even go forward because neither one of us could see or breathe. And we were just in the car, just on our way home. So that was blocks away. That was by the art museum.
I mean, yeah, how far it went and all of that, I can't say, because I went back to where we were set up down by Citizen Square to get some clean air. And it was just a night that, was not obviously the way anyone, I don't think anyone, but it seemed like most people obviously never would have wanted anything like that to happen.
Right.
Do you feel being there, and you may not know this, but do you feel that the protest went okay, they had the protest, and then there were just a couple of people who just got out of control, and it created a mob mentality, of, hey, we can do this and we can do this and we can do this. And then it all escalated from there.
Yeah, I mean, I would say clearly the majority, vast majority of people there were there to send a message of positive protest of, you know, did not want to be violent. And I think you saw on Sunday night, if you saw any of the people that were, they were policing themselves. They were saying, get out of the street, get back on the sidewalk. Bad things happen. Let's not, you know, let's not go through this again. You saw people inside the crowd Sunday night, had a little, their voice was heard. The people that wanted this to stay positive and stay on message and stay, you know, violence free Sunday night, definitely had the upper hand. The people that were there Friday night, didn't want, apparently, you know, wanted to keep pushing. So again, how it happened, why it happened, you know, hard to replay, but it certainly felt like it only took a few people to screw up an otherwise pretty positive event.
You know, not that this is a barometer, but Wayne's coverage was on CNN as I was, you know, doing stuff over the weekend, and I hear on CNN and from WANE TV, and they showed footage and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think it was a snapshot, clearly, of things that were happening around the country, and they were, you know, showing us, I think, because we're not a major metropolitan area, but we certainly have concerns and things that are going on.
And I think over the weekend, we looked like a major metropolitan area. I don't think we looked like Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You mean with the level of protests and things?
Right, yeah. Right. I don't think it looked like Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Dirk, what was the best thing that you saw? Can you think of one memory that was like, oh, okay?
Well, as I said in the commentary, you know, Fort Wayne is not the tear gas on Main Street. I think we're the cleanup on Calhoun Street. The fact that people just showed up spontaneously on Saturday morning to clean up a mess they didn't make.
Yeah, that was
And then I think we started seeing that around the country. But again, to my mind, that's Fort Wayne. That's mm-hmm. that's what I'll remember.
I was out and about Saturday morning, and it felt so good. It felt like, okay, this seems normal. This seems like what happens in downtown Fort Wayne. Strangers are cleaning up the streets together, and you know, that's what it feels like to me as well.
How did that commentary come about, by the way, real quickly?
Well, we got called in for Saturday for the news, and Tara Brantley suggested that she's like, you were there, you know, just offer some perspective on this. And so that's what came about.
It was good.
I had a minute to sum it up, and that's kind of, you know, again, mm-hmm. totally my perspective. Obviously, there's a lot of other people that have a lot of other voices that need to be heard. But that's how it came about.
And if you haven't seen Dirk's commentary or perspective, it's very good. It's on the Wayne website, so you can check that out. Dirk, thank you. Thanks for all you and the crew out there at Wayne for the great coverage this weekend. We appreciate that.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.